Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with T. We're rounding out Sefer Bereishis in the last two parshas of Sefer Bereishis, crazy story of the brother selling Yosef. Yosef rises to power as the viceroy of Mitzrayim. Yosef's waiting for the proper time to reveal himself for various different reasons. And we are looking now at Perek Memhe Pasuk Chav Zayin. It says, Vayedabru Elov is called Divrei Yosef Vayar, Vayar Sagaloser Shalach Yosef, Vatechi Ruach Avihem, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. The brothers come to Yaakov and they tell him this wonderful thing that Yosef is alive, but only once Yaakov sees the Agalos, only once he sees those wagons does he actually have his spirit revived. That's what I think Rashi or the commentators say, that that's the mark of someone who's considered a liar. Even when he tells the truth, they don't believe him. Yaakov was told by them about the story about Yosef being ripped apart to shreds, and they show the tunic, and now when they're saying that he's alive, Yaakov doesn't really believe, but then he sees the agalos, he sees the wagons, and then all is good. So the official translation, they told him all of Joseph's words, he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent, the spirit of their father Yaakov was revived. Let's look at what Rashi says. They told Yaakov the words of Yosef when he saw the wagons which Yosef had sent. The spirit was revived. Yosef gave his brothers a sign to relate to their father that at the time that Yosef had parted from Yaakov, 22 years earlier, they had been studying the laws of Egla Rufa, the beheaded heifer, which is from Deuteronomy 21. Thus, although it was Paro who had sent the wagons, the verse says, when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent, that Yosef had sent, for the wagons, the agalot, of which the pasuk, the verse speaks about, is a reference to the Egla Arufa. The Yerushalmi Talmi picks up on this, and it says that when Yaakov sent Yosef to his brothers, he accompanied him on the way. Said Yosef, "Father, turn back so that I should not be punished for troubling you." Yaakov said to him, "My son, in this very matter, my descendants will blunder when they do not arrange a proper escort for a traveler, and he is killed, and they will have to bring an Egla Arufa and proclaim, 'Our hand did not spill this blood.'" And then the Lubavitch Rebbe also picks up on this and says the principle behind the law of Egla Rufa is that when a person is responsible, a person is responsible also for what occurs outside of his domain, outside of the areas where he's fully in control. When a murdered traveler is found out in the field, the elders of the nearest city must go out there and bring the Egla Arufa to atone for the crime, although it occurred outside of their jurisdiction, for it was nevertheless their responsibility to send the traveler off with adequate provision and protection. This is the deeper significance of the message which Yosef sent to Yaakov. "Father," he was saying, "I have not forgotten the law of Egla Arufa. I've been exiled from the sacred environment of your home, but I've not allowed my soul to travel to the spiritual no man's land of Egypt without provision. I've not abandoned it to a spiritual death with the justification that this is outside of my element. I have no way of dealing with this. After 22 years of slavery, imprisonment, and political power in the most depraved society on the face of the earth, I am the same Joseph, the same Yosef, who left your home on the day that we studied the laws of Egla Arufa. This was the message that revived the spirit of Yaakov, their father." So I feel like we could learn two points from this. The first being that when we are dealing with people, when we are sending off people, when we are hosting people, we shouldn't just host them in the home. We shouldn't just house them in the home and feed them in the home. There's an idea that we should really walk them out. Some people are very good about this. I wish I could get better at this. Some people walk them the Dalet Amos outside their home. They're 8 feet. Some people walk them to the corner. Some people walk them halfway. I'm not saying you have to walk your guests all the way home, but definitely accompanying them out, escorting them out. There's an idea that this is giving them the proper send-off, and this is giving them the proper takeaway from the meal, that you care about them and you don't just shut the door after them, don't even walk them there. It's always a good thing. Wives are always telling husbands to do this, especially mine, and we want to be sure that we could do this better, that we send off the guests in the proper way. When we take care of people, when we send them on the way, we should make sure that they're properly prepared, give them some leftovers for the way, offer them some leftovers for the way, offer them for snack or water on the way, especially if it's a hot day, or if it's a cold day, make them a nice hot drink to take on the way. within the air of within the urn. If you have an urn up for Shabbos, then why not send them out with a nice warm drink on the way? And if it's a hot day, why don't you send them out with some water? Make sure we send them out in the right way. If we're sending off our kids on play dates, make sure they go with food or with drink. If we're coming to a meal, make sure we come with us, not empty-handed, bringing something appreciating, showing people appreciation that they have us, bringing a bottle of wine or a candy dish or some food or the like, showing people that we appreciate, to make sure that when we're on the way, when we're going to someone, we're sending someone on their way, that we properly take care of them. And this also brings to mind the idea of being on the way. When we leave our home, we leave the Beis Knesses, we leave the Beis Medrash, we leave the Shul, or we leave our homes and we're going en route to work, or we're at work, we're at a quote-unquote spiritual abyss. It's not full of Torah, it's not full of people who might be of the same ilk or the same kind as you, but it's what we're doing is we're making sure that we want to be involved and surrounded by Torah. We just had the big Siyum HaShas, a beautiful, beautiful Siyum for those of you who went there. We watched via live stream, a beautiful, beautiful event, and that's the whole idea of the Daf Yomi, the whole idea of traveling and doing Gemara on the way, a Daf a day, every day, no matter what comes your way, every day, regardless of what they may say, it has to be done every single day. And that's the protection, that's the way to be connected to the Torah, one of the many ways. And as you're traveling on the way, people learn it on the road, people learn it before they go on the road, people listen to it, like myself, as the audio share from the wonderful Rabbi Rosner, but people listen to it from many different formats and read it on the way. They now make the travel edition, which is my favorite, the paperback, the soft cover, but it's your life anchor, it's your spiritual anchor to keep you on the way. Just as Yosef made sure to stay connected in a very difficult situation back then when he didn't have any live stream, he didn't have any Facebook or Skype or WhatsApp or any way to connect to his dad, but he still had the spiritual rooting of the Torah, Alachas Kama V'Kama, how much more so nowadays when we have such simple ways. Come join the Daf Yomi train. Come join all the different trains, all the different things we want to do. We do the daily Daf in an audio lesson and in a video lesson. We also do the Pirkei Avos, which will come back after the break, God willing, Bli Neder, Emirat Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, and we also do different things. There's so many different ways to connect, so many easy ways to have a spiritual connection. What we can learn from Yosef this week is how we should escort guests and escort people on the way, and how we ourselves should also anchor ourselves on the way when we're traveling to and from work. We need that spiritual anchor. A simple way is to do the Daf Yomi. Keep it with you, travel with you, or if you do Shtai Mikra, keep away. A simple way to keep connected, to stay connected, so that we too can always say to Hashem and to our fathers, I always stayed connected. I always made sure to stay rooted to the Torah and rooted to our spiritual outlook. Join us next time as we talk together here on the Audio DDD with T.